The Struggle with Illusion. Becoming transcendental is not easy. As we persist in our spiritual practices, great challenges and temptations will arise. That is how the material universe operates. As we grow spiritually, gradually escaping the domain of illusion, the material energy clings to us intensely and refuses to let us go without a fight. That is why we must keep the goal in mind as we progress along the spiritual path. When the way becomes difficult, our focus on the end result helps keep us moving forward. We should never depend on our own strength and intelligence in our struggle with material illusion, because the material energy is stronger than any of us. Instead, we must rely on the Lord, who resides as a supersoul in the heart of every living being and offers all kinds of assistance when we make ourselves available. If no help seems forthcoming, it is because we lack the faith to understand how personally the Lord is monitoring and assisting us. We are risking a fall whenever we try to use our own strength to master lust and temptation. It is just a matter of time before we experience a situation we cannot handle. But if we realize the constant danger and remain watchful, our attentiveness will keep us from falling into the grip of illusion. The problem arises when we fail to take temptation seriously and so relax our vigilance. Spiritual people mainly fall for two reasons, money and sex. Lust for money causes many spiritual people to give up their integrity and, in the face of economic problems, misuse of money can become an enticement. In addition, as we have seen, the pervasiveness of lust in the society causes many people to misinterpret loving behavior as an invitation for sexual contact. Many lonely individuals will deny their higher understanding in order to gain any taste of love, even if merely on a physical level. As we become conduits for loving energy, our relationships become more profound. We become less eager to manipulate others to satisfy our own appetites. Because we have developed sufficient inner strength to understand who we are, what the soul is, and how we relate to God, we no longer seek ultimate fulfillment in the material world.